This is a phase one commutation hearing for Norman Essery, ADC number 283946. Mr. Essery is 43 years old. His offense was committed on December 15th, 2011. And briefly, the offense involves his incurring a gambling debt and then creating a false business that involved selling motorcycles and something called Rhino vehicles, which I don't know what to say. I think that's like an off-lane vehicle. And he would make deals with people to sell them these vehicles, accept their money, and then not, he didn't have the vehicles. And he would use their money to fuel his gambling. And eventually that caught up with him. So he is serving three concurrent sentences for fraudulent schemes and artifices for 12 years each. He did take a plea agreement on this and receive that charge. There are multiple victims, and there's a large amount of restitution. I didn't add them all up. But two separate victims here was $103,000 to those people, plus there are more. He did have one prior conviction in Navajo County before committing this crime. He currently has an earned release credit date of October 26, 2022, and his community supervision end date would be June 26th of 2024. He's requesting a four-year reduction in these 12-year concurrent sentences, which would give him a revised sentence ending date of May 23rd, 2019. He claims that alcohol ruined his life, and he does attend AA now to address that issue. His reasons for requesting commutation: he wants to start paying restitution to his victims, which is admirable. He feels that his son is getting involved in the drug culture, and he wants to help his son get off drugs. And he also contests that he had similar crimes in two different counties, and that while Maricopa County gave him 12 years for the crime, another county, which I believe was Navajo County, gave him 5 years, which he believes was essentially the same crime. So he's kind of using that as a basis for his request as well. He has a criminal history that involves a 2003 case of child or vulnerable adult abuse, for which he received, that was a conviction, and he received jail time and a 3-year probation. He has minimal discipline while he's incarcerated. He had a February 9, 2017 disorderly conduct violation, which he says he disagreed with a staff member, but he has since apologized to that staff member. He has taken some programming while he's incarcerated, including a victim impact panel, building maintenance, cultural diversity, thinking for change, a financial, personal financial class, and conflict resolution. He also has several support letters from people in the community, relatives, and others who support him. As to whether his sentence was clearly excessive, the range for this particular crime had a presumptive of 9 1/4 years, a minimum of 6, and a maximum of 13. Mr. Essery received 12 years. And given that he had multiple victims and the large dollar value of the amount that he will owe in restitution, I'm not seeing the 12 years as being excessive. But I would listen to any input from fellow board members if he caught anything in the file that I did not catch.
I agree.
So based on hearing no input from fellow board members, I am going to make a motion that we not pass the application of Norman Essery, ADC number 283946, that we not pass his application to phase two.
Okay.
Three.
Okay, motion by Ms. L, seconded Mr. Johnson, agreed, Dr. White and Ms. O'Neil. And this concludes the hearing for Norman Essery.